And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 291, spotlight on DC Comics Batwoman Rebirth number one, circa 2017. I am Chris.
No, 2017.
Yeah, it's been that way for a while, dude.
I know.
Okay. I am Chris Mosby. Finally returned from my exile in California.
Exile.
Rough.
We'll talk about that later, but go ahead.
I should be so lucky. Okay.
The land, this is Caleb. Sun and surf and beach. And
dude,
sun.
I didn't get to do any of that.
Depends on which part of California you were in.
I was in
mountain climbing and skiing. And
oh, no.
All those cold things.
Marie, I used to live half an hour from the beach and half an hour from good skiing. So,
There you go. No.
Now I live 5 hours from the beach and God only knows where the good skiing is.
I was too old for that. I was telling Murray before, you know, you got on that was a work thing, and I went all the way out there and I didn't even have access to anything. So I probably actually worked maybe 3 hours total the whole time I was there.
What part of Cali were you in?
Thousand Oaks, California.
Oh, no shit. Close to my old stomping grounds. Okay.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It was a nice trip. I mean, got away from the house and I ate free food for a week. And 2 days I sat instead of sitting here working, I sat in a hotel room working, which is ridiculous.
Dude, you were like 15 minutes from Malibu.
I couldn't go anywhere. I was waiting for them to get something done.
You go over a mountain and you're in Malibu. You're on Zuma Beach, dude.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I just couldn't. This is like a big contract and I just kind of sat around waiting for somebody to tell me to do something. Oh, well, I did get
well,
to go.
If you'd asked me, I would have said, go to the beach.
Well, I dropped $100 at a comic shop, so that was good enough for me.
Ooh, which one?
It was called Arsenal.
Don't know it.
Comics and Games. It was 10 minutes away from my hotel, so I mean, they had a full-size Iron Man armor in there, and it was cool.
Yeah, you were about 15 miles away from Earth 2, which is Jeff Johns' place.
That was closer to L.A. I was like an hour and a half from L.A.
Well, traffic-wise, but...
Yeah, true.
Traffic-wise, maybe 30 miles, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
It is.
Anyway.
It is. Anyhow, I'm Caleb Gerard, and I'm... Whatever. I don't know what I am. I'm sick.
Oh, dude.
I have a cold.
Oh, cold suck.
A summer cold.
it's
not even summer. God damn it, it's not even summer.
Three out of five people.
It's not summer.
It's not summer.
Yeah, we're in March now. We've moved into pre-summer.
Dude, I was walking around in shorts yesterday. It might as well be summer.
I'm in shorts now, and you're lucky. You're lucky I'm wearing underwear. So.
I didn't need it.
I wore underwear just for this occasion.
That's good to know. Oh, it's been too long. It's been too long since we've gotten together.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. That's me. I'm
okay. That's fine.
I'm thick.
Sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Who else is here?
I'm Murray. Oh, I'm not sick.
Good old Murray.
Yeah.
So, hey
Murray, you ever seen a show called Fortitude?
Fortitude
sounds familiar.
Nope.
I just thought you'd be up your alley. It's a Twin Peaksy kind of murder mystery set in Norway, but it has all people from all around the world in it. And Stanley Tucci is the lead detective.
Oh.
He plays an ex FBI agent who's now part of the British Secret Service. And
is it a Netflix thing, movie?
It's actually an Amazon Prime. It's a series. It was, I don't know.
A series.
It
was like a,
what's the name of it again? Part.
Fortitude.
I'll have to check that out.
It's based in a real town. It's illegal to die in Fortitude because your body cannot decay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Mm.
I heard that.
I'll have to see if I can find
it. Oh, that's cool.
I thought Murray would like that. I don't know if it'd be up necessarily up your alley, Chris, but
I'll try anything. I've got.
Have you tried Riverdale?
No, but I have every episode. Hey, I caught up on a lot of TV watching while I was sitting around on my ass waiting for somebody to give me access to stuff. I watched the whole season of that Taboo show with Tom Hardy. That guy is one hell of an actor, but boy, was that dark. And I didn't know it, but he wrote it too, apparently. Have you heard of that? Taboo?
I've heard of it, yes. And I've wanted to watch it, but it's not available to me in such a way that I can watch it just yet.
Well, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that later.
Oh, no. I know I can get it through other means, but...
I mean, there's an even easier way than that, and we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But yeah, that and what was the other one I started? It had Tom, the guy who played Loki, Tom Hiddleston, is that his name?
Yeah.
Hiddleston, yep.
And the guy that was from House, which I can't remember
his name. Yes, awesome show. Awesome show. Hugh Laurie. It's a great show.
Oh, yeah. I started it on the fourth episode. Oh, wow. That thing just got me riveted.
And Hugh Laurie's wife is hot.
Oh, yes, she is. Now here's one that you guys, this is on a Netflix original. You should try. And I haven't watched it all yet, but it's called Travelers. It's about time travel. It's really good sci-fi.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I have to look for it.
Yeah.
Is it available up in the Canada?
I do not know, but it's got that guy from Dharma and Greg in it.
But the gay one? No, I'm kidding. He's not gay.
No, wait, that's not Dharma and Greg.
No, that's the other one. Sorry, I get.
No, yeah, but you're right. That was
you're
the right.
You're thinking of the guy with rage issues.
The one from
the one that got kicked off of that show. Yeah.
CSI? No.
No. The one.
The darker one.
Criminal Minds.
Not that guy. I got it completely wrong. You were right. You actually had the right guy. Crap.
Oh.
Will and Grace. He was in Will and Grace. That's it. It's that guy.
The not gay actor who played a gay character.
Exactly. He is in
it. He doesn't have rage issues.
That's right.
Yes. So they kind of, what they did was, is they took some of that Days of Future Past thing. And they put it in a TV show, sort of. And it's done by the guy who created the Stargate series. It's really good.
Gotcha.
I need to finish it. Yeah, so it's good stuff. I need to finish it.
I will see if it's. I'm sure it is available out there. But I'm sadly to say, I'm now looking forward to Inhumans. So I was not, and now I am.
Yeah, they've been getting some pretty good actors on there.
You watch Game of Thrones, either one of you?
I'm completely all up to date on that, yes.
Yeah, that evil fuck who is torturing people.
That guy. See, now, I don't know if I can watch it with him in it. Is he supposed to be, Black Bolt?
No, he's Maximus.
Okay. He's a bad guy then, right? If I remember correctly.
He's not a bad guy. He's a
Maximus?
ambiguous good guy, bad guy. Maximus the Mad.
Okay, I'm not up on my Inhumans right now.
He's their Loki. Yeah, I'll help you when it suits me, or I'm helping you, but helping you, trust me, the whole universe is gonna pay by my helping you, kind of guy.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. And we were talking before we started officially that I went and saw Logan, and I took the 13-year-old with me. The other two were out at the circus with my sister, so I wanted to go see it, so I just grabbed him and said, hey, come on, you're going with me. And he was perfectly fine with that.
Okay for a 13-year-old?
Yeah, I think so.
How about a 10-year-old?
Well, okay, violence, obviously.
Okay.
But
there's no sex. See, I can't watch Deadpool with my kids because of the 10-minute sex scene. So.
Okay. No, none of that. Though, there is a Deadpool opening little mini thing. It's like a 5-minute ad for Deadpool 2, basically. It's really, I thought it was stupid, but anyway, whatever.
Okay.
Lots and lots and lots of violence. No nudity. F word is dropped a lot.
Cool.
But yeah, it is probably the darkest superhero film I've ever seen. And that was fine.
Did you see Batman v Superman?
No, it's darker than that, dude. No, I mean, this
Did
is...
Did you see The Crow? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I take that back. No, I think it might even be darker than that. It's probably on par. No, Batman versus Superman was dark done bad.
Okay.
This was dark done good.
Dark done good. I remember that movie. Wasn't that with Jake Gyllenhaal?
My man. No, I don't know. They took so many different little bitty bits and pieces from all over the place. And I knew certain things was going to be there. And I mean, you knew who the characters were. A very surprise character that I haven't heard of since I don't know when. And, but yeah, I liked it. I wouldn't say it's the best movie I've ever seen, but it's the best X-Men movie, probably.
Ooh, that's saying a lot.
Well, I don't know. See, I love the X-Men 2 movie. I never saw X-Men Apocalypse. I've got it. I just haven't watched it.
No, but that first year one, or whatever that was called, it was really good.
Oh, First Class?
First Class, yeah.
Nah.
All right.
Anyway, enough of that. We're here to talk about Batwoman.
I'm going to go see it with the kids then. Okay, thanks for the...
No, that's fine. No, see... Yeah, because, I mean... It's the violence is severe, for sure.
Okay.
You know,
my kids can do violence. I just can't do sex with them. It's just weird. No, well, God, see, that came out really bad.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I've had this talk on Twitch.
Whoa, so hey, many... delete that line. Okay, just go on there. Edit that. Book, yeah.
No, I understand completely. It's like.
Okay, goodbye, guys. I'll see you guys next week.
That's it for this week. I understand what you're saying, and it's hilarious to me. Well, maybe not hilarious, but it's disturbing that this level of violence. It was perfectly fine for me to go take the 13-year-old to, but I would not want to sit and watch Watchmen with him.
Okay,
because of that sex scene. You know what I'm saying? The violence was way less in Watchmen than it was in this movie. So there. Yeah. There you go.
All right, y'all are so provincial.
Yeah, I know. It's just America thing.
Hey, Murray, when you actually go to a movie during its first 2 weeks of screening, then you can have an opinion.
Boom. I know.
That's smart.
Movies.
Goodness. Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, well, you don't wait for the DVD release.
Jeez. Okay. Let's see. Batwoman. Batwoman.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Rebirth. No, that's fine. We haven't actually recorded a real episode in a while. It's been busy.
Right.
They're real. They're just unreal.
Yeah. Yes. Gotcha. That had to have been probably the most realistic of all of them, too.
Okay.
Even more than, because I mean, Batman Begins was a step in the right direction as far as realism to me. I mean, as far as you can go where the guy dresses up with a, like a bat, right? But, yeah, they didn't hold anything back. That's for damn sure. Okay, Batwoman Rebirth. So this, what they, if you're new to the Rebirth thing, and you don't know who Batwoman is, well, let's see. Let's do it in a, okay, well, she got famous because, oh my God, it's a gay character. She's lesbian. Oh my God, let's, you know, blame, I don't know who we're going to blame. We'll blame somebody for it, and, you know.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, that's exactly what, I remember when they made a big deal about it, and it was the way Greg Rucka did it in that detective was, did a really good job. And the stuff I've seen in Detective Comics now, the way with the team and her father and all that, makes me want to go read the series that was in around in 2011. So anyway, so basically what she was popular enough in the Rebirth Detective where she teams up with Batman, which I think they, I don't know if they hadn't really explained it too much, but the actual familial ties of Batwoman, but Kate Kane is actually Bruce Wayne's cousin, so they're cousins, and her father is his uncle by marriage, if I'm not mistaken, because the Kane, his mother was a Kane before. Yeah, so I guess his mother was the sister to the general or colonel or whatever he is, major. Anyway,
so that's. Yeah, I don't think they've said. I don't think they've actually specifically said that. To be honest with you.
And detective.
I think
they,
that yes, they said that that Martha Wayne was her was Kate Kane's father's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I must have missed that. I knew
he
that,
called
that...
He called him uncle a couple of times when they were fighting.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. I have to reread that because I don't recall him calling him.
Yeah. Yeah. Because okay. I remember it was shocking that they actually did that because they never. It was all very vague. And then during that run, it's like he called him uncle, whatever his name is.
Okay. Well.
And I think the, even the word cousin was thrown around at one point. So.
No, I heard cousin. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That Bruce Wayne and Kate Kane are cousins, but and that Martha Wayne mm-hmm. was a Kane, mm-hmm. but I did not recall that she was actually the Colonel's sister. So
yep.
Okay.
That's what. Right. Yeah, I remember him doing that. It surprised me.
Okay. All right. Well.
So, that's kind of what we got. Now, this is kind of a recap of her life. If you read the Batwoman series and when she was first debuted in the Detective Comics run that Greg Rucka wrote, you know some of this already. But this is where this goes. So we'll
wake up, Murray. Wake up.
Yeah,
sorry. I'm here.
Okay, let's go through this. We got a kind of a multi-faceted view here, and I like how they kind of done it because they show a potential future as well, which seems interesting. Shows her with her twin sister at age 9, standing there out in the field, and then you see age 20 where she's at West Point. And then it shows at age 23 where she's kind of standing there defiantly. And then it says age 27, little picture, and she's actually Batwoman. She's crashing through a rooftop skylight, which is, you know, the best. Always love that little thing. And then it says soon, and shows her, you know, unmasked looking out over the Gotham skyline, I assume. So then we go back. Oh, this is Steve Epting too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He was the one that did it with Grucka too, if I'm not mistaken. I could be
did
wrong.
Did it with a wiffle ball bat.
So he says, Russell's age 12, and then you see, you know, the twin sisters, you know, they're talking, and she's going back and forth. And basically, we see a little bit more detail what happened. Basically, her sister, twin sister, and her mother were all kidnapped to some kind of get at the colonel. And this kind of shows a little bit more detail, shows them in the dark. And basically what happened was her mother got killed and her sister got killed, she thought, which she showed up in, I don't know what happened to her the second time around, but she showed up as some supernatural nut job called Alice. And she fought her for a little bit. So that's kind of showing a little bit of that, more of that. And, you know, she was 12 years old when that happened. And then it shows back to age 20, and she's in West Point, which, you know, if you don't know, that's the Army Academy. And it shows her doing some sparring with another female cadet. And you don't really get it, but there towards the end, you kind of get the idea that they're just more than, you know, fellow cadets and friends. So, and this is the part that really endeared me to the character. It shows, well, they're jumping to age 22 after she was drummed out of West Point, which we'll get to that.
Yeah. Back to that opening page. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
At the age 20 is when she's getting discharged from West Point, and then age 23 is when she's, yeah, anyhow, sorry.
No, that's fine. So basically what happened, she joined West Point, and she was at the top of her class, but at the time, there's the don't ask, don't tell policy in the United States military, where you basically you just couldn't be gay. That's just it. If you were gay, you couldn't be in the military.
Right? Well, you could. When the don't ask, don't tell came about, you could, but you were not supposed to talk about it. Before that, if they even found out in any way the military person was homosexual, gone, out. But then Bill Clinton said, okay, you can be gay, we're just not going to talk about it. Now it's...
That makes sense.
And now it's moved to the next level, which is be as gay as you want, you know. Go out there in your flamboyancy, and it's all good. Because we just want you to kill.
Yeah, so... yeah, right, exactly. I think... And that might be why she had to leave. But was before the don't ask, don't tell.
No, it's actually in during it was during don't ask. Yeah, and she talked about it. She said, "Yeah, I'm gay," and they said, and that's why back in the detective book, her dad was saying you didn't have to tell them. You could have. I remember that whole scene where he's like, "You don't have to admit to it." Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, anyway, somebody told on her, which it looks like her commandant actually saw.
Yeah.
They never did really say that in the original run, but it looks like that. He's basically, and what I like about it is she sat there and said, yeah, a cadet shall not lie, cheat, or steal, nor suffer others that to do. He gave her a choice. He said, don't ever let it happen again. And basically telling her not to be who she is.
Right.
And that goes against what she believed in as far as what she was taught as far as West Point goes, so she quit.
Yeah, so, that's where we get this flashback where they're on the boat here in the scene here.
Yeah, she's on a boat and she's being a drunk socialite. So basically what she did was she got, after she left or got kicked out, she just went around being a drunk rich girl. Paris Hilton.
Because the Canes have a ton of money.
Yes, they got lots of money. So this wonderful six-panel grid here is going back and forth. People. She's all drunk and falling over everybody, and the other chicks are jealous, and it goes back and forth between that and her. Getting drummed out from the military. So, now they're showing a little bit of what they call the lost year. It wasn't really talked about in Detective. This is the island of Coriana, 80 miles off the coast of Malta, age 23. And you hear things, can't breathe, can't breathe. And it says the lost year. And so she wakes up, can't breathe. Somebody was apparently watching. She's got the whole shaved head on one side of the head thing going with some kind of zigzag going in it. And she has a pistol. She's going after somebody. Come to find out, I don't know who that. She's staying at some other chick's place apparently. Going to frighten off the third cook in a row if you keep that up, Kate. More dreams of killers coming in the night. I'm sorry, Safiya. I think that's how you say it. Safiya. Yeah, Safiya. I thought I heard. Don't apologize. Draws further incentive to tie you to the bed. Not even. And not even my birthday. Aren't I spoiled? And then it shows them kissing. And apparently something was hiding. It actually was in there. And it's kind of hiding in the window. So we're talking about you're safe is what you are. I know everyone on this island. And I know everything they do. And they all know what I'm capable of. There were really assassins sneaking through my house in those shadows, Kate. You better believe that I was the one who sent them. And you see this woman crouching in a window, Spider-Man style. Now we get to Gotham after the fall, which isn't that. That would be. I don't know. After the fall, that doesn't ring a bell.
My first thought was year zero, or no, yeah. 0 year, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, might not be. Okay, so she's still age 23, and that no one would be getting out alive, finishing the sentence. She's entering back and says, ID card, Kane Catherine. The proliferate prodigal returns. Not sure who that is. That might be, she's at a gay bar, I think. You'll think you'll be able to forget me, and perhaps you will. So she's talking to Renee. Her and Renee Montoya, they're bringing that back. Renee's gay. I think they've showed that in several other issues of different things, because they talked in the detective issues. And it shows them, you know, getting kind of busy with it. Kissing anyway. So, at age 24, shows her that, and this was from the detective run, I think she was doing it on purpose to try and catch somebody. I don't remember.
Doing one on purpose.
She got mugged. Yeah, she got mugged, and she tried to take the guy out, but she was out of practice. And then Batman shows up and stopped it.
Yeah, I don't think that was on purpose. I think she just...
Yeah.
Plus, she's got, you know, leopard skin underwear on.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So that's when she gets the idea.
Detailed. Yes, it is. I don't know why they show her having leopard skin underwear on.
It's kind of a statement, I guess. I don't know. So the... The next scene.
I don't know if
so,
it's a statement on me for noticing.
Yeah. Well, I noticed it too. I just didn't verbalize it.
Okay. You've got too much class.
Well, right. I wouldn't say that in any way, shape, or form. So basically, kind of summarizing, because there's a lot of this is going back and forth, and if you don't know the. It's trying to give you a overall picture of what she's done. It shows her in the foreground. With a baton, and she's got a gas mask on, a bunch of grenades, and, you know, black outfit, pouch, you know, kind of a utility-looking belt kind of thing, just all black, but it's just normal military outfit, and she's doing training. She's with her dad. Jacob Kane, yes. You are Kate Kane. You are the daughter of Colonel Jacob Kane, currently stationed by Fort Richard outside of Gotham. And she's thinking back. I won't lie to you, Kate. This will be harder than anything you've ever done before. It could take years for you to be ready to put on the costume. I pulled together old Black Ops contacts in every corner of the world. And it shows her, you know, learning stuff, and she's hiking. You lost your mother and your sister, he's telling her. Then you see, and that looks like a Tom Mandrake picture right there.
It totally does.
Shows her in a costume. She's kind of jumping down from somewhere, and it's got the multifaceted view above her. It's got all these monsters and stuff, which kind of shows in the book that she had previously, and in the detective run, she kind of got had her cases tended to be on the supernatural for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Shows her fighting with her sister, which apparently she died again, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure they'll bring her back. That was like...
They brought her back in the last series.
I thought so.
That was a comic book death, like a... not a...
Yeah, well, she's like Joker, I think. I don't think they'll ever kill that off. That's too good of a foe to have around, I think. Shows her teaming up with Wonder Woman. I remember when that happened. And it shows her getting involved with, I think she's
Maggie Sawyer. Yes. Isn't that Maggie Sawyer?
Maggie Sawyer. Yes, she's over in Metropolis now, I think, though. And I remember the big thing.
She always was, I thought she was always a Superman
for a little while.
But she was originally a Superman supporting character.
So what had happened in that behind the scenes thing? They wanted the J.H. Williams III and whoever else was working on that. They wanted to have them get married, but back then we were in 52 New 52 land. And editorial said no, so they quit the book, and then it kind of went downhill, and they kind of canceled it. But that was the original plan. But apparently they didn't like that, because nobody can be married because that's boring, was what editorial says. And we all know who we're talking about. The Dan.
Mm.
Yeah, well, come on now. You know, I remember reading that. He said nobody, you know, that's boring. Anyway. So when they brought her back in Rebirth, they did a deal where Detective Comics, which is my favorite idea of the Rebirth, I think, just about. They stopped, Tim Drake stopped being a dick, and he joined them, spoiler, Cassandra Cain, which is now called Orphan.
Orphan.
Yes, Orphan. And Clayface, which I think was a stroke of genius. Batman brought them all together to be a team. So anyway, what it ended up happening was you find out that, basically,
deep breath, Chris.
Okay. Her father had used the training of her to form a training regimen where he basically set up a whole entire army based on Batman training. What do they call them? The Colony? Wasn't that it?
Yes. Yep.
And they were doing all kinds of Black Ops stuff, and they tried to take down all of them, Batman included, and they lost. So her father's like locked up in what they call the Belfry. Which was the Bat Team's headquarters.
You like that, huh, Murray?
Yeah,
I do. He's all batty. He's going crazy.
So,
bats in the Belfry.
Yeah, and Tim Drake is thought dead, but he's not. But they don't know that because he's in some kind of temporal prison. But we'll get back to that. That's, I think, Superman, issues of Superman, they're going to resolve some of that. And, of course, we've got the Button crossover coming. So anyway, this is in Gotham, the aftermath of the Monster Men, which is another retelling of a classic Batman tale from the early days, which Professor Hugo Strange was actually Batman's first villain, super villain anyway. Big giant monsters the size of buildings. Anyway, so he's talking to them. Monster Venom has arrived on the black market, and this is supposed to be current, outside of Gotham. It will be... up for auction in a matter of days. Do you understand what you need to do, Batwoman? Do you know where you are going? So she's kind of working with him. So now she's thinking back all the different things she's seen. You know, and where are you going, soldier? And his ex-girlfriend, are you leaving? Some other blonde, I don't even know who that is. Where are you going? It might have been
Maggie. And the one at the top is Renee.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Okay, I thought it might be. Okay. Let's see. And then you got spoiler, which I forgot her name all of a sudden.
Brown. Stephanie Brown. Brown.
Yes, a newly, you know. You know, and then you see the Colony Prime guy, the one that was the head of second in command, and you see her sister. And, you know, she's just thinking about all the different kinds of things. And in the foreground, you see some kind of funky spaceship looking thing. Oh, yeah, and that's supposed to be soon. She's in a Colony outfit saying, "Commander Kane, we are approaching Gotham. Your orders? Open fire." So that should be interesting.
So that's her?
Yeah, oh. That's supposed to be her, but she looks much older.
But her hair's not red, it's brown.
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks, you know, it's muted colors because they're in the dark, but she's obviously taking over that thing, and that's how they end it, so.
Huh.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Okay.
Unless it's her mother, which she's supposed to be dead. But she had blonde hair.
See, I thought it was... good point.
Well, I thought... First, when I saw the outfit, I thought, okay, well, she's taking over that colony, and she's got her, you know, modified Batwoman outfit on. That's just...
No, you're right. I'm sure you're right. I, looking at the cape and stuff, that's her cape. Yeah. So,
So I say, coming soon in the pages of Batwoman, and they're showing different things. Tahini, don't. We were never friends, Kate. This is business. And I think that was that... I bet you that's that little girl that was hanging in the window. And then you see another line. You bats are all like, you think fear is a symbol, but I can show you fear is a sacrament. I'm more than likely... That,
Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow. And then you see, do you miss me, Kate? And I think that's that
chick
with the
Scarecrow,
poker.
Oh, Scarecrow. For sure.
Yeah. That's that chick with the poker that tried to kill her, or, you know, they were, you know, whatever. The way they're on top of each other there. Do you miss me?
And I'm wrong. Then hold on. Okay, hold on. Can interrupt. Back when I said that was Renee Montoya saying, are you leaving or whatever, that was this chick here. So
yes.
Sorry.
The one in the third
one. The lady
one
from the island.
Yes. The one from the island. That's what I thought.
Sahashani Sagal.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yes, exactly.
Saraya.
So then you see the Alice character, and she's in a spooky voice. Wake up, sister. Our storybook must come to an end. Now, I'm going to have to go read that, all that run, because I want to know more about that character, whatever they decided with it. But anyway, it says issue one on sale March 15th. Now, I enjoyed this, but I understood what was going on because I was fairly versed in almost all. Some of this is a new background story. Some of it is stuff that's been, some of it is just stuff that's been established, but more detail shown. So I don't know. What did you get? Well, I know Murray said it was boring, so.
No, I said it was boring.
Okay. Well, I knew one of you did. But why do you think it, why did you think it was boring? Let's go that way.
Me? Oh, I don't know. I was underwhelmed. Maybe boring was too strong a word, but I did not find it particularly engaging.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I couldn't even tell you why. It just
well, it jumps around a lot, and
well, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine with jump around a lot, but okay. This was didn't grab me in the same way that a lot of the rebirth have. If I were to read this with zero knowledge, I would be unlikely to pick up number one.
I agree totally. That was my... I liked it because I knew what was going on, but I could see somebody picking this up for the first time and not having a freaking clue as to what was going on.
Murray's the one who was bored. He just keeps yawning. I think we're keeping Murray awake here, Chris.
Did you not get your nap today, Murray?
I did not get my nap. I had to go to the pool. I had to go swimming.
Oh,
but
okay. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know.
I got to get my energy back.
Were you lap swimming or were you just chilling swimming?
No, lap swimming. Back and forth. With
good man.
To me, why I like this so much. When I first heard about Batwoman, I thought, oh my God, they're making her a lesbian, trying to get money, blah, blah, blah. And then Rucka did what he did in Detective Comics, and I've always loved this character since then. Because they actually put some thought into the background of it. You know? And then they, you know, the series kind of went wonky, after, especially after it was, you know, like years behind. And I kind of stopped reading it, and partly because of the New 52 stuff. When I heard that J.H. Williams III was leaving, I just stopped whatever issue that was. And, you know, which I know the guy that's local here, well, local as in like half hour away from here, Jeremy Hahn, did a bunch of art on that, which I need to go back and look at that, because it looks good. I mean, you know, there's stuff there that I'd like to know more about. And she's a very interesting character. They did a good job with it. They just didn't throw, you know, somebody into the Batwoman outfit, make her a lesbian, and just go with it like there with no, you know, they've actually done a really good job of constructing this character, I think. And this enhances it. This made me want to see more Batwoman. So, anyway, that's my opinion. But I could.
Yeah, she hasn't been around. I mean, she hasn't had her own series in a year or two, so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's time.
Yeah, and they didn't just come right out with a Batwoman thing. They put her in that detective, and it was so popular, then they decided to do it. So I think it's better. It's going to be better this way, I think.
Legion.
Yeah, I know, and they are beefing it up. I stopped reading Justice League, but you guys mentioned, I don't know how many episodes ago it was, where Brainy showed up in Justice League, and I had to get that, and those are obviously, you know, Kaluuyans that are the Timeless, in my opinion. But yeah, the whole 31st century thing, and so yeah, I mean, they're doing. I think they need to do that. They need to build it up, and they need to put some thought in it, and not just throw something out there and say it's the Legion, and then try to make it work. They need to have it work first. So
that's what they did with it. That's what they did with Batwoman. Excuse me. They gave her. Yeah. It has now a built-in audience to transfer over from Detective, mm-hmm. rather than just trying to appeal to her core fans.
Exactly.
Her base. So.
And I think they've done a good job of. I mean, they've set this character back up the way it was with Detective, and if Rucka had stayed around, you know, this would be closer to what we would have seen. So I wonder if they're going to bring the question back to Renee. I don't know. They probably won't do that again.
No, Murray, did you enjoy this issue? We have not heard from you.
I thought it was okay. It was like it wasn't much of a story, but it was like a primer, right? Like if you need to know what's up with Batwoman, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you'd been following her in Detective, you probably didn't need this issue. You probably wanted the next issue, which is coming out next week.
Yeah,
but
I can see that.
But it you know, it was fine. It was fine. Mm-hmm. I think, like Caleb, I wanted a little more
story
with my story. But
right.
But you know, it's a rebirth issue, so it's just kind of setting the table. It's showing us what she's got, and I like the little teases at the end. Those are always fun.
Yes.
Whether they do anything with them.
Yeah.
Half the time they don't. But if they do stuff with those things, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what intrigued me the most, I think, was that. So. That, especially that last page. So.
Yes.
All right,
that's what I got. I can't see all of a sudden. There we go. So, yeah, I guess we have anything else there, gentlemen? Anything?
Naps.
Nap time? Naps. Okay.
Nap sounds good.
All right. There's another one in the can for this week. So, as always, you can send
Excellent.
Us... Yes, we can send us an email. Thank you. I appreciate that. you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook page, and, you know, some of us are there, some of us are not. yes. Or you can actually comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that's it for this week. We are out.